Cappy Villain is the Santa Rosa Supervisor of Elections. It's primary day. She's been very, very busy today. Good morning, Tappy. Welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Thank you, Andrew. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Hey, just one quick question before we get to other stuff. When we talked to David Stafford a few minutes ago, he had mentioned that they've got these like Q-tip kind of stylus things, and you know, so you don't have to touch the pen when you're signing in, and you can bring your own pen for the ballot. You guys have that in Santa Rosa also?
We do. For the equipment that uses that particular style, then we also use the Q-tips. We do have some additional equipment that actually just uses a regular stylus. So we have a pen stylus combo for those where the voter can pick up a clean one of those, sign on the pad with the stylus, keep the pen, go vote, and then when they go to put their ballot in the tabulator, they can return that dirty pen.
Got it. Very good. By the way, I have a branding suggestion for you. You know the Q-tippy things? You should call them Q-tappy
yes.
things.
You know, I think we're going to do that for the general election.
I like that. What else do what is the most common problem that you run into that people get wrong at this time? Is it where they go? Is it not bringing ID? What kind of problems do you run into for people that you want to remind them about?
So the biggest thing that we see on election day is that you must go and vote in the precinct where you reside. And so many people now take advantage of voting at an early voting location. And so, you know, it's human nature to go back to the last place that you went to vote, which may have been an early voting site. And some of our early voting sites, such as our office locations, are not election day precincts. So if a voter is unsure of where their election day polling place is located, they can definitely give our office a call at 983-1900 or visit our website, and we'll make sure that they get to the right location.
Outstanding. Anything else that you want people to know as far as safety or masks or, you know, social distancing, hand sanitizer? I mean, you know, any of that kind of stuff that you want people to know this morning?
Well, we are providing hand sanitizer at all of our check-in stations. And again, we have many things in place that we've put into place since March, of course. We have plexiglass stands that are at each of our check-in stations. We are encouraging people to wear masks. We are also encouraging social distancing. And like you said, people can bring their own pens. So, you know, we just finished up 13 days of early voting. We had all of these things in place. It went very smoothly. I think everyone was very pleased with how everything was set up. So I'm looking forward to a great day today. And just make sure people get out and vote. We have a lot of local races on the ballot,
yeah.
And some will even be decided today. So, or tonight, I should say.
Yeah.
So. Get out and vote. The polls will be open until 7 p.m.
Were you, I know last time, you know, for the presidential preference primary, we talked a little bit about the possible shortage of volunteers. Were you able to, well, I mean, they get paid, so it's kind of a weird term, but were you able to staff fully what you needed to man the polling places?
We have been. We have been so fortunate. We have a full crew, and, you know, as always with any given election, we do have some people that at the last minute, for whatever reason, for various reasons, may or may not be able to work. But even with the few that we've had that weren't able to report, we still have plenty of people, so all of our locations are fully staffed.
Outstanding. Well, I know, you know, you're going to have to be dealing with a whole other issue coming up in the general election, which is the, you know, the Postal Service and the mail ballots and all of that. One key thing is don't mail your ballot today, right? don't put your ballot
yeah, please,
in the mail
please
today.
Please don't mail your ballot today. You know, you laugh, but we have so many people when we get their ballot back eventually, it was postmarked on election day.
Oh,
or
no.
They will call and tell us that they put it in the mail. So then we encourage them to go to their polling place and vote because
yeah.
That ballot's going to be too late.
Yeah, it's
so, yeah.
I imagine. I can imagine. Well, but don't do that. But, you know, do go to your polling place. Do vote today. Make sure it's the one where you live and be safe while you're doing so. Tappy Villain, she's the Santa Rosa Supervisor of Elections. Tappy, I so appreciate what you do to protect and make our republic function. Thank you for the time this morning.
Thank you, Andrew. Have a great day.